No sound yet. We done? Okay, well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road II. And I'm telling you, it's going to be an amazing show today. I can't make this stuff up. I found a decision or a summary of Citizen of the United States in the 1935 Congressional Record. Everybody should have this thing and sit down. It, boy, there is a lot to talk about in this case. But I want to talk about a few other things before we get to it. It is absolutely astounding. I've been researching it myself, and I had figured out the nonsense, but not to the degree that is presented here. It's this is just, I don't know what to say. You just can't make this stuff up anymore. You just literally cannot make this stuff up. And I look at what's going on out there in the crazy world that we live in with Trump and all this nonsense. God, it's like they've gone crazy. I just don't know. You just can't make this. Like I say, you just cannot make this stuff up. There's just no way to make it up. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm glad to see that Trump's not going to go over there to the White House journalism nonsense. Why would I go and have these guys fake news lie? Why would I go there? He gets enough of it anyway. The Democratic Party. God, they got a guy there, Perez, I think his name is. He's all for this immigration and all this nonsense. When we got a Muslim coming in, Muslims, religion of peace. You know what I got to say to Sweden? Line them women up. Get a list of all your wives, your children, and take it over to the Muslim so they can rape them. Tell them where they can find it. You love the sons of gun? Bring it on. Same way over here, you Democrats, you love them Muslims. Okay, get all your girlfriends, put the names out to these people. They can go get your wives and your little children. Oh, wow. Boy, this is going to be great, having all these crazy Muslims over here. Yeah, there's a few of them that are all right, but the majority of them are crazier than whatever. They're subhuman. And it's not a religion. It's a culture. They loves to take out the clitorises of vaginas of women. Well, let's line all them Democrats up at the hospital. Let's put it under Planned Parenthood. I listened to, I can't think of his name on Fox News, Hannity, about a gal, Planned Parenthood. A couple of weeks before delivery, and it's still okay with this gal. He finally cornered it. It's still okay to go in and murder a child. I said, this has got to be the precursor to hell. Nobody would do this. Nobody. Oh, it's the right of the woman to kill a child, a live child, a soul, has a soul. Just because it hadn't made on breathing on its own doesn't mean it's not alive and have a soul. And what's even crazier is Margaret Sanger that got around wanted to do this to get rid of the blacks, and the blacks want these Planned Parenthoods in their own neighborhood, and they're supporting to have their own demise. Well, if that's the way the blacks look at it, get it on. Let's just get rid of all the blacks. I don't know. Ask for it. I say you can't make this stuff up. Where is the sanity of this stuff? Where's the moral compass, the logic in this stuff? It's just, I don't know what to say anymore. It's beyond unbelievable. The only thing that I can say, it's pure evil. Pure unadulterated evil. It looks to me like the Democratic Party is trying to destroy itself, and I think it's a great thing. Republican Party is full of a whole bunch of them, but probably 90% of them need to take a hike. Democratic Party, there's no hope. It's pure evil. It's a satanic cult. These Democrats vote lock style. When they have come to vote, every one of them will vote on this stuff. And we got like two of them, or one of them up here in Alaska, Murkowski. She's going to vote against repealing Obamacare. She was a Democrat before she turned over to be a Republican, so that her then ex-senator daddy turned out to be the governor, could appoint her to be a senator. Oh, you think we might have had a problem there? These people in Alaska, I don't know. They're everywhere like this. They're ignorant, but a lot of them are just plain stupid. They really are. I don't know what to say. Like I say, you just can't make this stuff up anymore. It's just it the headlines of these we're going to have the Trump bash Trump Oscars. All these people in Hollywood, a majority of them, not all of them. There's always exceptions. They're against Trump. What did he do? Oh, he's a racist. He's this. Wait a minute. So what are you for? Oh, we love them Muslims. Well, great. Then just get on down to the hospital and get that their clitoris out and get your thing to put over your head and quit barking back at your husband and get it on. Y'all wanted it. It's politically correct with no freaking logic behind it. You just can't make this stuff up. You literally can't. You read this stuff in the news. I wouldn't even have the gall to put this stuff out. And there's people that believe this stuff. I don't know. It is a shocking situation. Well, I'm going to go into first. I got to download the. I want to see if anything's going on with the Ninth Circuit. I haven't looked at that. The main part of this show is a document that everybody should have access to. And if you don't, I highly recommend you put in the subject matter IRS and send me an email. It came out of the 1938 congressional record, and I've got three people that are supporting that right now. I got a gentleman out of Florida that doesn't like to have his name out. I've got James McAlpine in North Carolina, and I've got John Thornton in Minnesota. They're supporting this research. I can't do this without help. But this is what I do, and I seem to have a knack to read this stuff. And I've been holding off on doing some stuff, and every time I do, it's just like there's. I know it's coming, and all of a sudden, here it just showed up. I just couldn't believe it when I read it. It's unbelievable. And all this stuff that I've been working on to try to show a citizen of the United States what it is, what it is not, and the fiction and law. Well, the first thing I want to talk about briefly is the alien thing against Trump. And I got to go in here to Pacer over the break here and see if they've done anything. But the question becomes, why on that unambiguous statute, why won't anybody touch it for the term definitions? Why is everybody so against touching? It's an unambiguous statute, and there is a definition to it. There is a definition of alien. That would limit it, take all of the thing about Muslims, take all the religion, race, all this nonsense, and put it to an end. Why won't they go there? Because these people know, unfortunately, these attorneys do not want this exposed, the complete overthrow of our republic, which I'm going to get to when I read this next part about this 1938. It's right plain on your nose, explains it much better than I could. It's unbelievable. What is it that they were barking about on this thing? Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens, okay, the president finds, that's a executive power, finds, that's up to him, the entry of any aliens, so we have to find out what an alien is, or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may by proclamation, not anybody else, just him, and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens, or any class of aliens, or as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Is that called an unambiguous statute? I got a complete module on that. When it's unambiguous, the courts have one thing to do. Shut the hell up. That's it. Their judicial power is gone. They have none. This is the pure executive power, and it was put into the statutes, codified. The judicial can't touch it. And then they go in about the attorney general and what he can do, some nonsense. So what is it about the alien, which was going to play into where I'm headed today? What is it about the alien that they don't want to do? What is it? What is an alien? Term definitions. That's the thing. I found that definition of means, and boy, I am going to pound on that. I'm telling you, corrupt people are going to get tired of hearing this one. It's been upheld many more times. It says, when an exclusive definition is intended, the word means is employed. Exclusive definition. So they're taking words and turning them into terms. There is 849 in Title 26 of the IRS Code. We're reading English, and everybody else, these courts and these lawyers, are using terms. But they don't give us the definition. So we don't even have a clue what the hell we're talking about. I'm a taxpayer. You have no idea what it is. You're a citizen of the United States. You can't define it. You don't know what it is. I guarantee you. Most people can't. Well, why would I say I am one when I'm not? That's how I got a whole bunch of these misdemeanors when they were pounding on me for us trying to find out who owned the car. Misdemeanor charges. The jury says, oh, yeah, I'm a citizen of the United States. I guess, okay, what is it? You just testified under oath. I've got to see if you guys got any smarts. Nobody knew. Next thing I know, the prosecutors wanted to dismiss the case, take me outside. Why don't you go get a driver's license, Ralph? Okay, well, I don't have a problem. Because, hey, people, we don't know. We're not told this stuff. We're on a need to know, and I guarantee our republic has been overthrown, and you'll see it when I get to this next thing. And we don't understand how. It's a con. Why? Because it's Lucifer. He is the father of all liars. John 8, 31 through 44. Satan, the devil, is the father of all liars, and the truth shall set you free in there. And Christ is saying, you don't understand my language because God is not in you. Why would I follow a liar? Why would I support a liar? That's the thing that I use against all of these liberals. When I establish that they're supporting Obama, a certified liar, or Hillary, a certified liar, we have nothing more to talk about. We're done. You can't reach them. Their eyes and ears are closed, just like Revelation. You're done. Why would I put a liar? There's nothing to be gained. I don't get the logic. They do it. So what is an alien? Why does none of these people in all these briefings that I looked at in the Ninth Circuit touch the definition of alien? Now, the latest brief that I saw that came out under Sessions was a very highly researched, much better, way better than the initial, but they had a little more time on it too, so got to give them that. You know, I can't be judging somebody when I don't know all the constraints and all that. But anyway, when Sessions, that brief that came out of the Department of Justice was so much better than the initial one. But what is an alien? The term alien means any person. Well, person is another whole can of worms, but not. So it's a negative, not what? A citizen or a national of the United States. Not a citizen or a national of the United States. Now, why doesn't it say anything about the several states? Because it can't. Because the immigration laws are under Congress. 5 years, and this is important. When you become through the immigration laws. 5 years, you get a document that says, I am a, quote, citizen of the United States of America, end quote. Not a citizen of the United States. Citizen of the United States of America. That is like a traveling citizenship status that Congress has the power. It's never changed. I've got it from the beginning. I got some stuff from the very beginning to the latest. And they don't want these documents out. They say it's illegal to copy them or anything. Well, I got one, actually a couple of them redacted. Citizen of the United States of America. That gives you the law of the land. That means you can go be domiciled in any of the several states and be a citizen of any of the several states. A citizen of Florida, a citizen of Minnesota, a citizen of North Carolina, a citizen of Texas. So then the next question is, this same thing, by the way, this is in 8 United States Code 1101. 8 United States Code 1101. That's A3. So then, okay, well, is a citizen or a national of the United States defined? That would seem like an important thing to think. Now, they got just a straight term national. That's on number 21. Any person owing permanent allegiance to a state. A generic term. But it means, okay. But let's get down to a national of the United States. That's 23. What is a national of the United States? Means. Okay, means. So those five words is a term. When it's used, it can be one of two things. A citizen of the United States, or B, a person, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. Who is that? I'll tell you when we get back. Yeah?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, we're back here, and talking about, just a second here, downloading a thing here. Interesting, I went in to look at the Ninth Circuit appeal, and that number doesn't exist for some reason. I don't know, I've checked it. I don't know what they're up to here. It's supposed to be a non-existent deal, but I don't know. Who knows? Something's not kosher there. Well, getting back to the issue of a national of the United States. It means a citizen of the United States, or means there can't be both of them. It's one or a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. Who would that be? Do you and I owe permanent allegiance to the United States? Yes, we do, as citizens of the several states. That's us. So the first part is a citizen of the United States. Nobody wants to touch that. Why? Why would they not want to touch a citizen of the United States? Where's the landmine? Oh, it's a big one. Say, I couldn't make this stuff up, because I look for these things. After you do this a while, and one of the first things you find in dealing with attorneys, they lie. They're liars. Almost all of them. Not all of them. There's Clayman and some of the other ones are good ones. Judicial Watch, a few like that. But the majority are liars. That's what they do. You see, the IRS ones, they automatically will use the word taxpayer. There's no evidence. You are presumed to be a taxpayer, which means you are presumed to be a citizen of the United States. What's presumed to mean, taken in the regulations, you owe a tax. And they will not use the term. They use the, just like in Rappert's case or others, they use the penalty statutes. But where is the part that says, how did I get here? What did I do? What's my status to be there? How did I get here? That's why you will see that, well, there's no law that says I do. Well, technically, that's true. There is no law. Well, I'm in a dichotomy here. So how does this work? Well, first of all, I'm going to address, well, I got it up here so I don't forget about it. Good old California. I asked for a driver's license and voter registration, and I got a couple of them. And I appreciate the people that sent them to me. What do I have to do to be a, quote, voter to vote in California? What do I have to do? What do I have to prove? I have to check a thing that says, I am a U.S. citizen and resident of California. It says, if you click no, you cannot register to vote. Do not complete. What is a U.S. citizen? U, period, S, period, space, citizen, lowercase c, citizen. It's not defined. Oh, let's see here. So I think I am a citizen of Mars, and I have a belief system. And everybody else thinks they're a citizen of Mars. And as long as we all believe the same thing, and nobody has any intellect to go look this up to see what it actually might have a meaning or not, well, then we're all from Mars. Wow, man, I love that logic. That really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? And a resident of California. You're just passing through. From Mexico? Yeah, or wherever. I can't make this up. There is no definition, folks. And then it says, do you have a driver's license or a California ID? If you not have a driver's license or ID, then the first four digits of Social Security. If you do not have one, no big deal. Read and sign below. I am a U.S. citizen, and I am at least 16 years old. I am not currently in prison or on parole for the conviction of a felony. I am not prohibited from voting by a court because of mental incompetency. I understand that it is a crime to intentionally provide incorrect information on this form. I declare under the penalties of perjury, under the laws of the state of California, not the laws of California, that the information on this form is true and correct, and I sign. Important. To vote in the next election, you must be at least 18, but you can sign up when you're 16. And then you can select what language preference you want to leave section materials in. English, Spanish, Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean, Tagalog, Japanese, Hindu, Khmer, Thai. Wow. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, we're back here, and what I'm going to be going over here for the next hour and a half is absolutely shocking. This was out of the January the 13th. I think it was, let me make this a little smaller here, 1938 Congressional Record. And this is the best summary that I've ever seen. And the bill that they were talking about was to provide inquests under national authority, basically to be an inquisitor. Inquests. They wanted to get around, and when three people put together or something for a judge or whatever, then he would be an inquisitor. That means you're not clothed with any judicial power of the United States. You're not bound to abide by any laws of the United States. You can do whatever you want. It's an inquisition. Well, the first thing that caught my eye, and I want to go down to it, and then we're going to back up, because it's just, you just can't make, say, I just, it's so concisely put. They're talking about here, power conferred by the amendments relates only to state action. Now, what amendments are they talking about? 13th, 14th, and the 17th. They're talking about the right to vote, citizen of the United States, what everybody thinks, there's a 14th Amendment, and the 13th slavery type stuff. These amendments, so far as they relate to the questions now involved, consisted wholly of negations, prohibitions, always on state action and sometimes on federal action. The language of the 14th Amendment is, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges and immunities of the citizens of the several of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, nor deny any person within the jurisdiction the equal protection of laws within its jurisdiction. The 15th Amendment ordains as follows. The rights of the citizen of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state or account of any race, color, or previous condition or servitude. That's what we're talking about. Supreme Court has already ruled that the elective franchise is only within the several states. Has nothing to do with being a citizen of the United States. This is a overlay. It gets much clearer. It is now firmly settled. And by the way, let me say what this thing is. I should have said this. This is on page, let's see here. It starts off in the Congressional Record on page 432. And it's called Views of the Minority, number 1956, 49th Congress, second session in the Senate of the United States, February the 25th, 1887. So that's a minority number 1956, 49th Congress, second session, February the 25th, 1887, in the Senate of the United States, ordered to be printed. And it has to do with Cruikshank, slaughterhouse cases, major Supreme Court cases over and over, Heyburn, Friera, which we're going to get to, saying the same thing. Except nobody today understands it or wants to understand it. Here is the killer on page 438. that I sent out. And like I say, if you haven't seen this, just send IRS and say you want to see the congressional record. Because this is something that people should have, everybody, and start reading it to try to understand it. I'm going to put together some lawsuits based on this, which I was already working on, but this just clarifies it. It is now firmly settled that these provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. Has nothing to do with you and me. These provisions are directly, solely against state laws, state action, through persons or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action, that the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive, original rights, but the right only to exemption from and protection against the prohibited state action. Nothing against our original rights. They're not positive. Our original rights as a citizen of the several states, they can't touch it. The power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction. So why are we signing up to be a citizen of the United States? Oh, that's right. That's a con job. Because the states are in on it. How did they accomplish that? Well, it's pretty simple, actually. There's no standing for the citizens of the United States or the citizens of the several states to vote anymore under the elective franchise. They put citizen of the United States. The states no longer have any standing because they did the 17th Amendment. And guess what? There's no standing for the Senate, the legislature of the several states. So we're now under the plenary power of Congress, under a fiction and law. Can we prove some of this? Oh, yeah. You see, we can go into the judicial power of the United States. Up to 1913 was United States in the headings. The United States or United States. From 1913 to 1916, it swapped over to United States of America. Isn't that just special? Well, who is United States of America? I got that in two cases out of D.C. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Who in the hell could be a sovereign body politic in this country? Congress. Because we have no standing. The several states have no standing in the Constitution. We, through our own ignorance, have allowed it to happen. And we support it. Wow. Let's continue on here. The power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction, a power that gives redress against any prohibited state action, that the exercise and the actual exercise of the efficient power of Congress under these amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited. And until there is such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant, wholly dormant, and without any such action really being taken somewhere of at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. Whoa! You grasp the concept there? This is only about state actions or people supposedly closed within the state that are dead. They're doing something against, quote, the life, liberty, and property of a citizen of the United States. Doesn't touch the citizens of the several states. Doesn't even go there. And until the state does some action, it's dormant. Well, why in the hell are we all signing up to be a citizen of the United States when wait a minute. Oh, that's why I can file a 42-19 United States Code 1983 under the color of law. That's why you can take a state person to federal court. As long as you put under color of law, you'll get into that court. Of course, the United States District Court is not a constitutional court. That's another story, but I don't want to get off on that today. But that's why you can take a 42, 1983. I've already done one. I won at the Ninth Circuit against some troopers. Of course, I couldn't use it when I sued them because I was too stupid. The judge said I couldn't when I couldn't quote the Ninth Circuit. Really. I'm a lot smarter these days. A lot more dangerous. In no case under these amendments, so far as the present controversy is concerned, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of private individuals. I read that again. In no case under these amendments, so far as the present controversy is concerned, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of private individuals. So why are we going to jail for IRS? For not filling out a form. Under the penalties of perjury. They put people in jail for your signature. And if you do the signature, then you are deemed to have known that you had a duty, except the duty doesn't exist. Is this one heck of a con job? Unbelievable. Congress can't reach the citizens of the several states to make us do the one damn frickin' thing. That's totally under the power, if you have your status right. That's why the status documents I've got, which I'm going to be modifying to put this stuff in, this part in about this part with these cases, Supreme Court cases in support thereof, and reference this document. So I'm going to be doing another update on it, but this is getting about basically to the bottom of it. You just can't make this stuff up, folks. Is this clear? I'm going to go over this again because this is so important. This is at the core of our problem. And how can we relate to it if I put it to the Bible? Remember Esau in the Bible? He sold his birthright, which is the right of the 1828 Webster citizenship and right to own property, for a bowl of porridge and some lentil beans or something, I think. Didn't work out all that well for him. He lost his birthright because he sold it. Would you like to sell your birthright to be a citizen of one of the several states, to have the unalienable rights under the creator of the Declaration of Independence? Because guess what? Citizens of the United States don't have unalienable rights under the creator. You're going under man's doctrine, and I'm going to get down. They identify states' rights in this document, too. This is an amazing document, amazing research, and the Supreme Court has supported it consistently until we don't understand who we are. My people die for a lack of knowledge, Jose. That's where we are. I'm going to go over this again because it is so important to get this concept down. I mean, and if anybody's got any questions, be sure and call in because we're going to get to more of this here in the next hour or two. These amendments, so far as they relate to the question now involved, consist wholly of negations, prohibitions, not an affirmative, positive act, prohibitions against all state action and sometimes on federal action. The language of the 14th is, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges and immunities of the citizen of the several states. They enacted in 14 Stat 27 to have the same rights as white citizens, 1866. They memorialized it in the 14th. Then they came along 2 years later and said, oh, by the way, you know, all you black folk, you know, you could be naturalized just like everybody else. But we had to get the fiction established first. Nobody knows these things. Why is that? Where's the NAACP? We need them. Southern Law Poverty. Bunch of racist organizations, communist, Marxist. You think it's racist to say You can only have the rights, the same rights as a white citizen. That's a citizen of the United States. It's in 42, United States Code, 1981 and 1982 is the two easiest places. 42, USC, 1981, 1982. I ain't making it up. It's right there. And everybody said, oh, yeah, I'm a citizen of the United States. Oh, you want to have the same rights as a white citizen? Hey, Bubba, you look pretty damn white to me. Oh, I got my white face on today. Yeah, right. The language of the 14th Amendment is, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges and immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person. Am I hearing music? I'm not sure if I did or I did not hear.
Incredible, surreal. It's unfortunate that he had the misstatement, but it's been all good for me.
Let's look at, here's what he said up front.
What's going on here? Are we on the air or not? Oh, okay. Well, I sound like I heard new stuff in the background. Okay. Sorry about that. Anyways, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges and immunities of the citizens of the several states. Do you know that members in the Constitution of the United States, it talks about the privileges and immunities of the citizens of the several states? Doesn't it say privileges and immunities of the citizens of the United States? Wonder why that is. Because all of these several states are foreign to each other. They're little countries, basically, just like Europe used to be. It's trying to get back to it. They all have their own constitutions. They all have their own laws. They all have their own public officers' requirements. But they join together under the Constitution of the United States. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges and immunities of the citizens of these several states, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within this jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. 15th, same way, the right of the citizen of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States nor by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Here is the killer stuff. I don't know what to say. This is just, it's so right on point. It is now firmly settled. And they go in to talk about these different Supreme Court cases in this document. That these provisions are directly, solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. Back in a minute.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Got a question here from Tom in Florida. You got a question or comment?
Yes. Good day. Good day, Ralph. Ralph, you're talking about people going to jail for signing papers and all that. I was wondering, is there sanctuary cities for these people? For these people in taxes and all that, do they have a sanctuary city, or like people who rob, steal food out of a store and they can't feed their family, so they go and rob for food or rob? Do they have sanctuary cities for them? I mean, the government seems like it's want to give sanctuary to illegals that came here illegally, but American citizens who are having all kinds of financial woes, they lock them up.
That's another whole thing. But see, the real short story of sanctuary cities is it's a law of the United States. And the bottom line is there's a distinction. First of all, the illegals are only citizens of the United States, or like in California, a U.S. citizen. Doesn't even exist. If you are here under the immigration laws and under the Constitution, you have to be a citizen of the United States of America, which everybody has by being born here. You're also what's called an American citizen. You also are a citizen of one of the several states, like a citizen of Florida. They only have the status of a citizen of the United States, which is a statutorily created status, just like they create corporations, like they create limited liability things for companies to operate under. And that means you're under the plenary power of Congress.
Okay, Ralph, let me ask you a question. If you come here illegally and you break the law, there's laws on the books for immigration, and you break that law and you're in this country illegally, then you commit another crime, and then you can go into a sanctuary city to hide out, hide away.
Hell yeah, that's what sanctuary cities is all about. So they want to protect criminals. They've even set up funds in California to protect criminal illegals. It's crazy. These people are evil.
Well, did you see the news today, Ralph, in L.A., where they're actually having safe houses? They're basically telling you in the newspapers, we're going to hide these people away, and the government can't come get them because they're not going to know where they're at. They're in safe houses. What do you call that, Ralph?
Just cut off the funding to these suckers.
Well, Ralph, but then again, like you're saying,
cut off the money and then start prosecuting the state people. Start prosecuting them because they're breaking federal law. That's it.
Well, you know, the IRS is an illegal entity, actually, probably, like you say, and it really sucks. IRS, it really sucks. But what is going on here, Ralph, is these people who broke the law with the IRS, they are being put in jail. They don't have a sanctuary to go hide out to?
They're not breaking the law of the United States here. So, anyway, no, you're right about sanctuary cities. So, anyway, let me finish up here, and thanks for calling. Well, we're going to be going to break here in just a minute anyway.
Have a great day, Ralph. Have a nice day.
Okay. Yeah. It is now firmly settled that these provisions are directly solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition against state action, that the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive, original rights, but the right only exemption from and protection against the prohibited state action. Power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction, a power to give redress against prohibited state action. It's getting pretty clear, isn't it? Seems quite clear to me. The actual exercise of efficient power under the amendments presupposes state action of a kind prohibited. And until there is such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. Back in a minute. I can't make... Why have we not hearing about this before? Where's our senator? Where's our educated people? That's right, they're teaching me.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.